It has been an eventful couple of weeks for the Bush administration. A State of the Union address, a budget proposal that assumes much larger deficits, a much-anticipated presentation at the UN by Colin Powell, and that persistent drip of discouraging economic news. Well, here to make some sense of this Washington winter are our two regular guest political commentators, E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and the Brookings Institution. Welcome once again.
Thank you.
And David Brooks of The Weekly Standard. Good to see you, David.
Good to be here.
First, war against Iraq. David Brooks, is the Bush administration winning hearts and minds, and are they the hearts and minds that they really need?
They are certainly winning the American hearts and minds. To me, the crucial thing that happened this week, or in the past 2 weeks with the State of the Union address and Colin Powell's presentation before the UN, is that we ended effectively the domestic debate about should we go to war. To me, there are still people who obviously disagree with the president, but it's set, and the president has a widespread public support. And now you're going to see over the next week or two the debate move to other issues. What is the war going to look like? What should we aim for in terms of the end game? What do we do with the UN if it won't enforce its resolutions? So when the president went before the public yesterday and said the game is over, to me, he wasn't only talking to Saddam Hussein. He was signaling a change in the American debate, which I think is what we're going to see in the next few weeks.
E.J. Dionne, you agree with that?
Well, I don't think the debate is entirely over. I do think it was extremely shrewd of the administration to put up Colin Powell as the man who was going to close the deal. And he didn't do it with the Europeans, but he clearly made some progress with Americans. There was a very striking poll, USA Today, CNN, Gallup, which asked Americans whom they trusted most when it came to Iraq policy. Answer, President Bush, 24%. Colin Powell, 63%. So that if you wanted to speak to doubters about this war, Colin Powell was your guy. If you weren't persuaded, even this effective presentation wasn't going to do it. The other thing that struck me from the polling is they're still having a terrible problem persuading people that Al-Qaeda is somehow involved in this. On that, I'm of the view that they should drop that because they seem to bring it up whenever they seem to be losing public support.
But David Brooks, don't they have to keep that there? Because that's what makes the threat more imminent than the very unlikely threat of Saddam Hussein launching a missile against the United States. The idea that he could slip something to Al-Qaeda and they would send it through Europe toward our shores is what seems to add some urgency to all of this.
Well, I think that's part of it, and partly they believe it's true. I think they believe and have long believed that these bases in northern Iraq, they believe this cell is operated in Baghdad. One of the interesting things that happened this week was Saddam Hussein gave an interview to Tony Benn, a left-wing British politician, and he was asked, do you have Al-Qaeda links? And of course he denied it, but he said, I wouldn't be ashamed to. I'd be happy to have links with Al-Qaeda. I don't have them, he said.
He said, if we had them, I'd be proud of them.
Right,
if we had
absolutely.
Them, we would see it in our interest.
The idea that Saddam Hussein, you know, would stoop to genocide, but he wouldn't stoop to Al-Qaeda is ridiculous.
But I don't think that's the issue, but we didn't pursue that.
No, because let's pursue some domestic issues now. Most of what the president talked about during his State of the Union address was about his plans for this country and for the economy and for other programs. E.J. Dionne, was it a success?
I think domestically it's not a success. I mean, if you look at some of the core proposals the Bush administration has made, these massive, what I would see as tax loopholes to allow wealthy people to stash away a lot of money free of tax, you have leading Republicans in Congress, Rob Portman, for example, saying this isn't going to fly. The dividends tax cut, the proposal to eliminate the taxation of dividends, you have a number of very important moderate Republicans saying this won't fly. On Medicare, the president hasn't even made his proposal public yet because a lot of people, especially senior citizens, are uneasy about this idea that you'd have to get out of Medicare in order to get prescription drugs. So I think he's facing enormous trouble on the domestic front.
David Brooks, lots of proposals that just won't fly.
Well, we're sort of in the what I think of as the August of the Bush administration. What they do is they dawdle, and then they turn their attention to an issue. And then when the spotlight shifts to the issue, they tend to have some powerful effect. They are certainly not turning their attention to domestic policy right now. And you're seeing on the Medicare and on the tax bill, the dividend tax credit is in real trouble in the House Ways and Means Committee. The Bush has really focused no energy on it. He may turn it around, but I do think, you know, the war is the issue. How can the president, how can anybody really pay attention to the budgetary matters when the war is the economic issue of the moment?
But I'd like to put this to the two of you and hear what you think about it. I must say, despite, David, you're declaring the domestic debate over the war over, I still hear from lots and lots of people who are very, very skeptical and anxious about the possibility of a war or the necessity of one, and a lot of people who are pretty anxious about the state of the economy. And those anxieties do not seem to be the stuff of what the Washington debate or debates are about nowadays. There seems to be instant unanimity on points as soon as one side has won on points in the polls.
Well, I think in the country, there is enormous, the average voter is very concerned about the economy because the news isn't very good. An awful lot of Americans are very concerned about these, you know, core federal programs, Medicare, Medicaid, child care, and that the fact that Washington is totally focused on Iraq doesn't mean that the whole country is. And in terms of doubts about the war, I think one of the advantages the Bush administration has had is that the country is not opposed to the war. It's not like you have 75% of Americans say, no, this is a terrible idea. Large numbers of Americans are very uneasy about the war, and they're worried that if we do this, what will happen? How would we handle it if we won? What will the backwash be? What will happen in the Middle East? And there is a lot of anxiety. And so from the Bush administration's point of view, and I would say for the country's point of view, this better go very well, very fast.
David Brooks?
Yeah, well, I passionately think it's the right thing to do, but I'm incredibly nervous about it. I work at Block from the White House. I think about it every single day. What are the repercussions? The American people are absolutely right to be concerned, but this is the issue of the moment. Washington is not focused on some extraneous issue. And to me, that's why I say the debate has shifted or will shift over the next week into not whether we're going to fight it, but how are we going to fight
it? But, I mean, don't you find people telling you that they're a little bit confused as to how this became the issue of the moment? It could have been the moment any time since 1991. This has been the same issue with Iraq, hasn't it?
Well, Saddam Hussein has been working on nuclear weapons since 1976, but because of September 11th, the president has decided we just can't tolerate a guy who continues to work on these weapons because he would get close to developing nuclear weapons, and then he would be master of the Middle East, and we can't allow that.
I think in Iraq, David put it exactly right, which is the president decided. It doesn't mean that the country came to a decision about this. I think what that means as a practical matter is if, as we expect, this war proceeds, if it all works out swimmingly, then the president will get credit. But because of these doubts, because of the doubts Americans have about whether this was the right thing to do at this moment, if it doesn't go well, there will be enormous repercussions, including political repercussions.
But the imminence comes from the change in our mentality from September 11th. Saddam is a guy who believes that it is his historical duty to destroy the United States and to make himself the sort of the emperor of the Arab world and to be remembered 500 years from now, as he says, as someone who destroyed the U.S. What September 11th taught us was people who have said and devoted their lives to humiliating us, to killing Americans, have to be taken seriously. So our mentality was changed by September 11th, and that's why, after the 20 years of Saddam's reign, this has become, and for the past year, has been the top issue in the United States, and properly so.
E.J. Dionne and David Brooks, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
E.J. Dionne is a columnist with the Washington Post and also a fellow at the Brookings Institution. David Brooks writes for the Weekly Standard.